الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding a faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran next to you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is the power of supplication for forgiveness. Supplication, sometimes we call it dua, when you pray to Allah for forgiveness. It's just the power in it. And so we want to look at that in this particular class. And sort of summary of what we're going to talk about is that this hadith I'm going to read to you explains the power of supplication and how it can be can lead to forgiveness from Allah and entrance into paradise. So let's move on. So one of the Sahaba, companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Prophet said, the best supplication for seeking forgiveness is to say, and then he recited and said to them what they should say. I'm going to read it in English, and it's better that way translated. And you can always ask the different other scholars about maybe reading it in Arabic for you if you like. And he said, and it says the dua, supplication, you say, Oh Allah, You are my Rabb, meaning my Lord. There is no true God except you. You have created me, and I am your slave. And I hold to your covenant, your agreement, as far as I can, or the agreement between you and Allah, or that you agreed upon with Allah. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you have the power to pardon. And so I want you to ponder on that for a while, my students, about this particular supplication or dua that a person making to Allah, and acknowledging various things, that he is the one true God, and that we are his slave, Abdullah, Amatullah, as male and female slaves of Allah, and that we do what you tell us to do, and we agree to do, and the best we can, we're gonna do these things. And then, of course, also not acknowledging the favors that Allah has bestowed upon the individual, and confess my sins to Allah. We don't confess our sins to anyone else. We only confess our sins to Allah, because only Allah can help us. Only Allah can forgive us. Only Allah forgives sins. And so let me move on. Also, we acknowledge at the end, for none but you have the power to pardon. So basically, in this particular hadith, or saying from the Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him, it's saying that he who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before evening, he will be one of the dwellers, the people, ones who live in paradise. And if anyone supplicates or says in these terms during the night, with firm belief in it, and dies before morning, he will be one of the dwellers or the people living in paradise. And so, my beautiful students, if you say the particular supplication before night falls and you die, you will be amongst the people of paradise. And you say the particular supplication and during the nighttime and die before the morning, then you will die as a dweller of Jannah, a dweller of paradise. Listen to my previous episodes where I talk about paradise and just a few of the things that takes place in paradise, as I talked about a few things that takes place in the hellfire. Because for the Muslim, you go one place or the other. Either you're going to the hellfire because you did wrong and disobeyed Allah, or you're going to the paradise because you obeyed Allah and did what Allah told you to do. And so let me go give you a brief sort of a lesson we get from this, and also a little more explanation about it. And that we make the dua, supplication regularly as a way to stay close to Him, close to Allah, and to gain His pleasure. See, forgiveness from Allah through sincere prayer, have faith in His mercy so that we can receive His blessings even after our death. And so we want to do that and make a supplication to Allah. And understand that once we died, then all that supplication from us stops. Now, perhaps our children, our wives, and other and our spouses, they can make dua supplication for us and pray for Allah would accept this supplication. But for us, it'll be too late. So while you are living, you ask Allah for the things I mentioned earlier, and you make supplication to Allah and not to the creation of Allah. So you make supplication to the Creator and not to the creation. There's a difference between the two. And the Creator, the one that created all that we see and all that we don't see. And we don't worship what He created. Man, trees, sky, birds, stars, none of those things do we worship. And I want you all to understand that we only worship Allah and supplicate to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness and the like. This is what we do. We do not worship or associate partners with Allah, anything that Allah created, because they cannot help us. Allah may say, okay, on the day of judgment, okay, those you used to worship, all right, go to them on this day and get whatever you're going to get from them. And see what they'll be able and help from them. And see what they'll be able to help you. Only one that can help you on the day of judgment is Allah. So let me move on, students, because I don't want this to get into a sermon. I want to continue with the class. And that is a more explanation. This hadith speaks about the power of supplicating unto Allah for forgiveness. It is said that if one makes this supplication during the day with firm belief in it and dies the same day, they will be one of the dwellers of Jannah, or paradise. Similarly, if one makes this supplication during the night with firm belief in it and dies before morning, they will also be one of the dwellers of Jannah, or paradise. This hadith teaches us that we should always seek forgiveness from Allah through sincere prayer or supplication or dua. Dua is D-U-A. As He is the most merciful and forgiving. We should also have faith in His mercy so that we can receive His blessings even after our death. Furthermore, this hadith encourages us to make dua regularly as a way to stay close to Him and gain His pleasure. So, my beautiful students, I want you to keep all this in mind, and just remember Allah. And through whereby when you make supplication, the supplication that I talked about, and we had and we talked about in this class, you want to get qareeb Allah, you want to get close to Allah, recognizing Allah's power and authority, and also you any sin that you commit, or remembering any covenant that you made with Him. And you know what, students? We all make covenant with Allah, an agreement with Allah, acknowledgement of Allah. Because before Allah set up mankind before Him, the ones before us, here today, and the ones coming tomorrow, all of us were presented, we were in a place, and then Allah asked the questions, "Am I not your Lord?" And then we all answered, "Yes, you're our Lord." And so on the day of judgment, we cannot say, "No, you did not say anything to us. You did not ask us about that. We knew nothing about you." But we all already acknowledged that you are our Lord. He's the one that we acknowledge that we're going to do. We're supposed to do what we agreed to do and worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we, Allah made us only that we worship Him, us and the jinn, unseen beings, that we worship Allah alone. And so we have to continue to do that and do that. That's why we were made. That's why we were created. And do that as much as we can. And ask Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. When we make sins, we ask Allah, "Oh Allah, forgive us for the sins we committed." And then I talked to you all before, and you look at my episode about repentance, and then how ones repent, and why one should repent, and what and some of the criteria regarding one repentance. So it'd be sincerity in doing it. So for sorrow, or sorry for what you've done, immediately start doing it. The sins that you talked that you've committed, and so these are just some of the things I talked about in previous episode. And so, my beautiful students, please, I ask you to make supplication to Allah. Allah strengthen you for those who are not committed to Allah. Ask Allah to strengthen you in that area that you be committed to Allah. Because we never know when we're going to die. Kullu nafsin dhaiqatu maut. That every soul have a taste of death. Each and every one of us, we are going to die. Many die before us. Many of us will die today. Some will die tomorrow. But we're going to die. And that's it. And we're all going to meet our Lord. And we're going to be at the area and the gathering place before our Lord. And our Lord asks us various questions about what we did with our wealth and with our health and with our youth. He's going to ask these things. So my beautiful students, if you haven't done that yet, then you do that. Make supplication. Don't say, "I'm going to do it tomorrow. I want to party tonight." No, there's no tomorrow guaranteed to any one of us. We do it now at the very least. At the very least, we make intentions that we want to stop doing the bad things that we're doing and committing the sins that we're doing. I'm appealing to you. I want each and every one of us that are in the sound of my voice that we be in paradise together, that we be in Jannah together. And in Jannah, you're living there forever, ever and ever and ever. No death or anything in you in Jannah. And the same thing for hellfire. You're in there forever and ever and ever. It is no release from that. I mean, there may be some special occasion, people, but otherwise, would they have just a little bit of imam or an Adam's weight of iman in them, or faith in them, Allah may release them from the hellfire. So please, my students, please, I beg of you, You can go and confirm what I'm saying with the various scholars that go to a masjid, a place, a Muslim place of worship, and talk to the leadership there, talk to the imam there, ask them to elaborate more on what we're talking about or we talked about in this particular class. Some of you have been with me for years in this class, and I appreciate it. Some of you haven't been for years, and I appreciate you being here. And some, this may be your first class, and I appreciate you coming, taking the time to listen to my class, listen to what I'm saying, and my appeal that I'm appealing to you, because I do want for you what I want for myself. I want you to be in paradise along with me. And so, my beautiful students, please, I beg of you to make the supplication, make the dua, and ask Allah to strengthen you and to make you strong. Those who are Muslim, make you strong. But Muslims are stronger Muslims, and those who are not Muslim, that you get a better understanding of what Islam truly is and what it is not. And that if you go and you study more about Islam, you may end up embracing it. Or you may not end up embracing it. That would be your choice or Allah's choice to make you Muslim. But at least hear the truth, know the truth, and if people come at you with falsehood, tell them no. That is not what Islam believes. I attend Dr. Hassan Amin's class, and this is what he says. And anything I talk about in class, you can always look it up. I'm not coming from me. I'm coming from the books that the Muslims use in order to become more educated in their way of life. And so, my beautiful students, I'm going to end at this time. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.